This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are up to Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Yedaled. Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Yedaled. Tzarech Lahafsik Ma'at. You need to pause, interrupt a little bit. Bein la'olam va'ed leva'ahavta. After you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor Olam Va'ed, you have to pause between Va'ed and Va'ahavta, kedei lahafsik bein kabbalas malchus shamayim l'shar mitzvos, in order to separate between accepting the yoke of heaven and other mitzvos. So again, we see in Sif Yedaleh that part of kabbalas malchus shamayim is Baruch Shem. By the way, nobody got the trivia yesterday. Why is Baruch Shem on this week's parasha? You know, if you look in Perek Shira, Tzifardeya Mahu Oimer, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. So, there you go. This is interesting. I don't think I was ever oimed on this. To pause between Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed and V'yahavta. Now, how is V'yahavta Shar Mitzvahs? The answer is, V'yahavta is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It says, Ramah Hagav Yesh Hafzik B'Pasuk Rishon Bein Yisrael La'Hashem. In the Pasuk Rishon, when you say Shema Yisrael, you should pause after you say the word Yisrael. And when you say Hashem Elokeinu, you should pause between Elokeinu and the second, and the Hashem Echad, Lashem Hasheni. Kedei Sheyeh Nishma. Shema Yisrael, listen up, Israel. What should you listen to? Ki Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, that Hashem who's our God, Hashem Echad, He's one God. So it's three distinct thoughts. Not Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Israel. Hashem, who's our God? He's one Hashem. V'yesh lahafsik ma'ad bein Echad lebaruch. You should pause slightly between Echad and Baruch. Ki ikar kibol malchus shemayim hu pasuk rishayin. The ikar kabbalas malchus shemayim is the first pasuk. That's what we were learning in the Bir Halach yesterday. There's no doubt that part of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is Baruch Shem, but the Iker Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is in Shema Yisrael. Sivkat Lamanav, Bein La'olam Va'ed, the Baruch Shem Kvod Mochsa La'olam Va'ed, Gam Kein Bechlal Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Hu. Baruch Shem is also part of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Al Kein Tzarech Lahamtin Achrov Ma'ad. Therefore, you need to wait afterwards a little bit. Okay. Siv Tesvav, Tzarech Lahafsik Bein Hayoim Al Levavecha Uvein Hayoim Le'ahava Shelo Yehanira Hayoim V'loy Lemecha. When you say Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha Hayoim Al Levavecha, don't say V'hayu Hadvarim Ho'ila Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha Hayoim Al Levavecha. Don't put the Hayoim together with Al Levavecha, as if today it should be on your heart, but not tomorrow. Or Hayoim La'ahava. You should pause after you say the word Hayoim. Sivta Zayin. Tzarech Lahafsik Bein Nishba La'ashem. You should pause between Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoy Seichem. But not Nishba Hashem. Kedei Shaloi. Kedei Lahatim Yafe Ha'ayin. You want to emphasize the Ayin. Shaloi Tei Neres Kehe. That it doesn't sound like a hey. As we mentioned, we don't know how to say the ayin. Yud zayin. Tzarech lahatiz hazayin shel tizkeru. You need to lahatiz the zayin of tizkeru. While we're on the topic, if you listen carefully, most people say, oirech yomim az biehu ve'areyo bishuasi. If you listen carefully, 99% of people say a Zayin. It's not az biyehu. There's no such word. It's as biyehu. So the same way you need to be matiz, the tizkiru, you need to be matis, the as biyehu. And there are many words like that, that people make a Zayin. This is a very dangerous halacha. The lahatiz hazayin, people extend this to other sins, they make it sound like a Zion. It's this. It's Laman Tizkiru. But others are a sin. Deloit Lishtama Tizkiru. God is not renting you out. Oi Tizkiru. God is not Deloit Lishtama Tizkiru. You don't want it to sound like so that you will lie or that you will rent. And it will be like avadim that serve on condition to receive reward. You also have to enunciate the Zion of Uzchartem. Yud Ches. Yadgish Yud Shel Shema Yisrael. You should emphasize the Yud of Shema Yisrael. Shaloi Tibala, that you don't swallow it, but Shaloi Tira Aleph. You don't want it to sound like Shema Yisrael. Not v'ha'u hadvarim ha'ila, v'ha'yu. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamvei, Shalei Tibala, Shechonach Naka Bahani Psukei. The Shechonach picked these examples. What in Mechol Kriyashma? The same would apply in all of Kriyashma. Gira Shalei Lahavliya Ha'isis, you have to be careful not to swallow the letters. V'lei Lahachlifam, Ba'isis Acheres, and not to exchange them with other letters. Kagain Pasuk V'yahavta. Like the Pasuk V'yahavta, Shalei Yera, Kamishakar V'yahavta. Many people say ve'ahafta, ve'ahafta. Maybe they do other mitzvahs that day. Maybe that day they did Bikur Cholim. But they should also try to do Krishma and not say ve'ahafta. Or b'chol nafshecha. They say navshecha or levavcha. Moidecha. Not me'oidecha. Moidecha. People get very scared about talking about money, serving Hashem with money. They get very uncomfortable. They have to say you have to serve Hashem with their money, so they say b'chol moidecha, v'chai gavna b'chol kriyishma yizar lekroisan b'mitan. You should say it patiently. Kol teva v'teva b'fnei atzma, each word by itself. Olahoytzias atem mipiv kelchas. To say each word halachically correct. V'yishalmulai v'yushlamulai karamachiv rabbi deza. And this way you're mashem all your 248 limbs. V'chanal b'siv katan vav. V'ayin lekaman m'simin samach beiz v'mishne brus siv katan aleph. Sivkatan Sif Yotes, Sarkli Tin Rach Bain Vichara Laaf, Dolasham Vicharaf. Not Chas Vasham, you don't want it to sound like Vicharaf Vicharaf Hashem. Vichara Af Hashem. Chaf, Sarkli Tin Ravach Ben Teva Shatchilasa Kisoif Teva Shalfaneha. If a word ends in the same syllable or sound that the next word begins, you have to pause between Kagoin Bechal Levavacha, Al Levavchem, Bechal Levavchem, Esev Besadcha, Va'avartem Mehira, Hakanaf Pesil, Eschem Me'aretz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bechal Levavcha, Ein Kavana Sheyafsik Beineihem. You don't have to pause in between. Rak Sheyikra Be'inyan Sheyishtam Hashem Shnei Lamedin. You should read in a way that it sounds like two Lamids. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, let's say you didn't. Should you go back? Absolutely not. Because in these cases, you're Yoytze B'dieved. You're already Yoytze B'dieved. So you don't gain anything by doing it again. Is that true if you said V'yahavta? Yeah. V'yahavta, L'chayra, were you Yoytze B'dieved? Not sure.
How is Esev Besadcha a problem?
You mean because one is a Beis? The Va and the Ba, you're saying the Va is a Va. Is va from the lips, va, or teeth? Maybe it comes from the same part of the mouth, so they sound very similar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rak Sheikar Be'inyan Sheyishtamahem Shnei Lamnav, Mikamakam Tzach Makaf Beintam. You need a little, a makaf, a line between them. Ki B'loi Makaf Tzach Likrois B'choyal, B'choylam, Uv'makaf B'kamatz. Now, even though they're two lamids, they do go together. Makaf means they go together. There's a hyphen. And that's very important that people know there's a hyphen. You can't say b'chal levavcha. Then it should be b'chayel. The hyphen means the words go together. They go together, but the sound of the lamid and the end and the beginning are similar. Sif chav alef. Tzach b'chal alef she'achar mem lehafzik b'neim. You need with every alef after a mem to be mafzik between them. Kugoyin v'limadetem oisam. Ukshartem oisam. V'samtem es. Ur isem oisai. Uzchartem es the Rama adds. V'asisem es. Shelo yehe nira kikare moisam or mace. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kikari Moisam, El Yerabah Hevi B'Shem Shalad, Duadin B'chol Alef She'achar Mem, Tzarech Lahafsik. Every mem after an aleph, you have to pause. Kagoin. Now, B'chol Levavcha, you don't have to pause. You shouldn't pause. But an aleph after a mem, you have to pause. For example, V'avadetem Elohim Achirim, Einechem Asher Zoinim Acharehem. Yeah, we'll see some of these other examples next week. I'm going to wish you a good Shabbos. We're going to pause over here. And we'll see everybody Monday, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Kol tov. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.